Number nine. I reckon we can call one the front Kathy and the other one the back Kathy. She's in the back. We got one in the front, so amen. And the front Kathy might be a little happier. I got this stopped up nose. I might not get as loud as normal. Amen. Luke chapter 9, verse number 38. I ain't promising nothing, though. I might get loud. And behold, a man of the company cried out, saying, Master, I beseech thee, look upon my son, for he is mine only child. And lo, a spirit taketh him, and he suddenly crieth out, and it teareth him that he foameth again. And bruising him hardly, departeth from him. And I besought thy disciples to cast him out, and they could not. And Jesus answering and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you and suffer you? Bring thy son hither. And he was yet coming. The devil threw him down and tear him. And Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the child and delivered him again to his father. And they were all amazed at the mighty power of God. But while they wondered everyone at all things which Jesus did, he said unto his disciples, Let these sayings sink down into your ears, for the Son of Man shall be delivered into the hands of men. Would you bow your heads this morning and ask God, amen, to touch us in this service. Oh, Lord, would you bring peace to hearts this morning? And Lord, would you help us to do your will and stand before you? Heavenly Father, we ask you this morning to touch our hearts and our lives. And God, we ask you to minister to the needs of your church. God, you know everyone that's here this morning. And we ask you this morning, God, just to come by and visit with us. We'll give you all the praise, honor, and glory. It's in your wonderful, wonderful name we pray. Amen and amen. I was praying last night, and I read this passage of Scripture, and something came to me. And I don't even know if I've ever preached from exactly right here. And surely something came to me that I had never thought of before. This account of this young man's given in Mark and also Matthew. Now, Luke doesn't say it here, but in Mark and Matthew, Jesus looked at the man and said, Bring me your son. Now, I began to think about that, and you'll have to bear with me here. My grandmother, Bridges, was a good, godly woman. And I can't... From the day I was born and could remember things, got older and remember things, until the day she died. And she lived in our house for over a year when she broke her hip. I never saw attitude or actions that pointed towards anything but godly living. Amen. Even when she was in the nursing home and could not go, she lived for God and went to church at the nursing home. I mean, she was an example of what a holy woman ought to be. To me, she was. And she lived that life before men and before God. And now some of you probably have got saints of God in your life that you can point to that lived like that and was inspirations to you to live godly and to live right before Him. I remember she lived in Hawkinsville and... had a little trailer there on her nephew's trailer lot. And we'd go up to visit her sometimes and had cousins up there. And sometimes we'd stay a day or two. Mom and Dad would leave us there. And we'd stay a day or two. And I got here this morning. I got two things from her when she died. Something she left to me. Before she died, she gave me her Bible. And a great treasure. She gave me her Bible. I'd been called to preach,
And she gave me her Bible. I mean, man, it meant a lot to me. And before she died, they was talking about things. And she knew time was coming. And she wasn't even really sick at that time. And she was talking about her trailer, what they might do with it, sell it, and the things that were inside of it. And she said, you can get those old set of hands that's in the trailer. And to you, that didn't mean nothing. And Neil, you know, right now, that probably don't mean nothing to you or anybody else here. But when she said that, everybody laughed when she said I could have those hands. The reason is, when I was a little boy, I broke them right there. And I was about 5 years old, and I knocked them off her, her daddy had given to her. And she, man, she treasured those things. And I knocked them off the table and broke the thumbs off. She tried to glue them back, and they never did stay. And she said, you can have that set of hands. I said, I appreciate that. And so I got them here this morning. But as I was praying, I saw those hands. And after I broke them, she moved them right beside her chair. And it's kind of in a little nook right there where nobody could get to them. You know how young'uns are. We'd run around that little bitty trailer single wide. We'd tear something up real quick like. And she moved them right beside her chair. She had one of those recliners that led up and down. She couldn't get up very well. And I remember that day I got saved. And I come home and I went to see her. And before I ever told her that the Lord had saved me, she said, I know something's happened. You done got saved. And, oh, man, we rejoiced. And I remember the tears flowing down her eyes. And she said, I prayed for you. And I asked, begged God that he'd save you. And I'm looking for God to save your family, your mom and your daddy, and your brothers and sisters. And begin to talk. And she began to talk to me as a mature Christian, as a grandmother, about some of the things that I was going to face. And it told me that I had to stop hanging with the same crowd that I've always hung with. And it told me I had to pray and read my Bible and make Jesus my everything. Amen. And she began to talk. And I remember one thing she said very vividly. And I thought about those hands sitting right beside her when she said it. That day I didn't notice them. Amen. All together. I knew they were there, but I didn't notice them all together. Amen. She said, there's going to be sometimes. Amen. There's going to be times in life when things get so hard you don't know what to do. Amen. You've got to learn as a young Christian, amen, to hand some things over, amen, to God. Amen. Hand things over to the Lord. And I thought about those hands, the hands of God. Amen. They're so secure and firm and strong. As I read this scripture, I thought about that man, amen, bringing that boy. And the Bible said, as they came, amen, the devil began to torment him. He fell on the ground, began to convulse. Amen, the foam coming out of his mouth. He was bruised. I mean, that devil dashing him all around, that evil spirit. And Jesus told that man, said, bring me your son. And as he's bringing him, this thing happens. But Jesus talks to him, or rebukes that devil, and he is healed. It seemed like the Lord spoke to my heart and said, tell the people, hey man, you need to hand over what you can't handle. Hey man, you need to give to God what has become a struggle and a burden in your life, because God is able to handle it. Amen. I remember reading some years ago about two little girls that were playing down, amen, in the house. And the story goes that the mama was listening to them, and the two little girls were playing, and they're talking about safety. And the girl was talking, one little girl trying to scare the other, and she said, what if a robber comes in? What if we're here playing, all of a sudden a robber comes in with a gun? And the little girl said, I'm not afraid. She said, what if the boogeyman comes? Amen.
amen, you'll be afraid then. And she said, no, I'm not afraid. And she said, what if the devil came in? Amen, you'd be afraid then. She said, I'm not afraid. Amen, because I'm holding to the hands of God. And that little girl looked at him and said, but what if the devil cut off your hands? Amen, the little girl sat there and thought, and she said, I'm still not afraid. I got it wrong. I'm not holding to the hands of God. Amen. God's holding me in his hands. And the devil can't cut his hands off. Amen. Can I tell you this morning, there's security in the hands of God. Amen. There's safety and protection. I'm telling you, we can hand our problems to him, and he's able to handle it.
Amen. But you know what our attitude is? You ever heard this? I don't need your help. Come on now. Amen. I don't need you to meddle. I can do it all by myself. Amen. Hey, don't take me and you. I can handle this. Just give me time. Our attitude that we're independent, we're strong enough. Amen. You ain't a man if you can't take it. We teach our children. I do it to my boys sometimes. Amen. Don't be a sissy. You don't cry. Amen. Man up. Be a boy. Amen. But our attitude is a lot of times I'm strong enough. I can handle the weight of the world. I can go through life without praying. I can go through life without being close to God. But can I tell you, we can't make it without him. I said we cannot make it without him. Amen. Jesus gives us some advice. Amen. To our attitudes of trying to do it by ourselves. And he says, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. Can I tell you, we need to heed that advice this morning. Amen. The cares of life can bog us down. They can keep us from going to heaven if we're not careful. Let's bring it and put it in the Master's hands.
Amen. I thought about this demonic attack on the child. Amen. The Bible tells us, amen, there is a spirit that came on this son. Amen, that seized him. I believe it's in Mark or maybe Matthew, where the Bible said this hadn't just been a one-time occurrence. It didn't happen, amen, just the other day. But the Bible said since he was a child, amen, these things had happened unto him. Amen, can you imagine the anguish of that father? And can you imagine, amen, how that child was looked upon? Amen, you didn't know it was going to fall on the ground. He didn't know when the spirit was going to take a hold of him. In so much that it battered his body. In so much that he convulsed. Amen. The suffering of this son was overwhelming. Amen. A disease, instead it seized him, taketh hold of him. Amen. It said he deceased, he convulsed. It said, amen, that he was being and tore apart. And it also said that he pineth away. Amen. What that means is he was wasting away day by day. Amen. The attack of the devil had got so harsh on this young man. Amen. The force of evil. Amen. The dark world, if you will, had got so heavy on this boy. Amen. That it took control of his life. Amen. Can you imagine being a puppet of the devil? Can you imagine him having so much control that it dictates and mandates what you do on a day-by-day basis? Amen. That's what was happening. Amen. The demonic attack on this child every day. Amen. Every instance was controlling not only the life of this boy, but controlling the life of those around him. Amen. The devil wants to do the same for you. Amen. Control your actions. Amen. What does the Bible say? We are, who is our master? Amen. The one we lend our members to. And if we're not careful, the devil will come right in. Get control of our prayer life. Amen. Get control of our devotion. Get control of our church life. And destroy our relationship with God.
Amen. I mean, imagine this. All of a sudden, amen, I don't know. Maybe he's playing. Or maybe he's sitting at the table. That devil gets a hold to him. He shook off the stool. You ever seen somebody have a seizure? It's a horrible thing. I remember the first time I ever saw one. Eli White is a man who used to walk all the time in Milan, Georgia. He walked all the way from Milan to McRae every day. Amen. That's about 12 miles. Amen, Mr. Bobby. Every day that boy walked from McRae to Milan. He had a little store there. And, amen, I remember we had a feed store. My daddy owned a drugstore there in Milan. And on the other side of town was a feed store. And right in front of that feed store was a loading dock. You know how they go up like this? And the sidewalk was and it came to an end right there where those trucks would back up and they'd throw that feed right on the back of the truck. I remember Eli White, amen, must have been going in the store to buy something or to visit. I don't know what it was. Amen. Walking up that side, amen, and banging at that big, tall cement, amen, sidewalk, probably 4 foot off the ground, maybe even higher. I mean, as a little boy, it was taller than I was. I remember coming out of my daddy's drugstore. I was about to take me home, and I looked over to the side, and I saw that man, my buddy, amen, daddy, on that feed store. A lot of times he'd go home with us. And I was hoping he might peek his head out and get to go home and play. And I saw Eli White. All of a sudden it hit him. He went to jerking and lost control of himself and fell on that cement. I mean, they're not trying to be gross. It split his head wide open. And that didn't even stop him. I mean, he was shaking and he was convulsing. Men gathered around him and then they told you to try to keep him from swallowing their tongue. And just trying to do that, put a wallet in his mouth. Doing everything they can to stop him. Amen. Finally, one man said, just back up. Leave him alone. And they backed up and it finally ended. How can you imagine the devil having that much control of a life? But it does. The devil ain't got me. Amen. How have you lived for God this week? What have you done for the kingdom of heaven? Amen. How have you grown in the grace of the Almighty? I'm telling you, the devil's got more hold on you than what you think. Amen. The devil's got more reign over your life than what you'll admit to. And if you're not careful, he'll get in control, cause you to backslide, lose out with God. And before you know it, you'll be like this boy and controlled by the devil.
Amen. I know well. We don't believe in devil possession anymore. It's prevalent. Amen. He can get a hold to you. I seen it. Amen. I seen it in Panama time and time again. One young man had such a devil in him. He probably wasn't no bigger than Kimberly. Amen, young boy. And we began to pray for him. All of a sudden, he was, amen, by some seats. I never seen it on this fashion. That boy jumped up. And when he did, he got on the floor like a snake and began to crawl like a snake through those chairs. And Brother Bruce, he was plowing a line, chairs flying this way and that way. 5 grown men on top of him, holding him down, trying to calm him and pray for him. And that boy throwing them off. I mean, a small child. Throwing them off one by one. Amen. That devil had a hold to him. And later he got delivered. God brought him out. And he said, I begin to stray from the church. I got mixed up in a gang. I begin to go and do things I knew I was wrong. And before long, the devil had me. You better watch out what you're dabbling in. You better watch out what you're thinking on. You better watch out what you're doing. Amen. What you need to do this morning is hand over what you can't handle. Amen. God, I can't get rid of it. I said hand it over to him. I don't know what I'm going to do. Amen. Bring your cares unto him, for he cares for you.
Amen. We see the demonic attack on the child. And then we see the defeated attempt of the church. He said, I brought him to the disciples. And they couldn't help him. Man, they just come off, some of them just come off of that great transfiguration on the mount. I mean, they seen these great things happen. But yet they were powerless. He brought them to the church. And the church let him down. And I look at the church, and you break it down to man. And how many times has man failed us? You know, everybody's putting their hope in Dr. Phil and Oprah. Come on now. That's about what the world is. If Dr. Phil and Dr. Oz and Oprah can't do it for us, I don't know what's going to do. Amen. Go ahead. Hey, you got serious problems. I got a cell phone at the house. If we can find Oprah's number, I'll give it to you, see if she answers. Come on now. Oh, Dr. Phil loves you. He cares about you. Let's find Dr. Phil's number. Let's call him this afternoon. See if he cares you went to the doctor yesterday or not. He don't care. Man let you down. Amen. They'll leave you longing for something, and that's what happened. I mean, this boy was still the same. He came to him, and he left the same that he came. Amen. There was no change in his lifestyle. There was no change in the attacks that were on him. Amen. There was a lot of people around. The Bible said that there was much people that day. Amen. Could you imagine that one might have had the answer? Amen. That one might have been the one that said, I've got the cure for this boy. Oh, but he left with the same problem. After he'd been brought to the church, after he'd been brought to the disciples, there was no change. But you know what the Father did? Amen. He said, hey, I got to go to somebody higher. I've tried my ways. I've tried their advice. I've tried what everybody else has said. I'm going to bypass man. I'm going to bypass self. And I'm going to God. And that will make the difference. Amen. The Bible said, amen. And behold, a man of the company cried out, saying, Master, I beseech thee. Oh, Lord, I beg you right now. I've tried your disciples. I've tried other avenues. And they've all failed me. Amen. I need your help.
Amen. Amen. The defeated attempt in the church. But when he brought him to the divine authority of Christ, things begin to change. What's that old song? I'm putting it into God's hands. I'm living by God's plan. I'll do the best I can. That's all I can do. I'm going to put it into God's hands. I'm living by God's plan. I'm going to do the best I can. That's all I can do. But then a verse song tells a story, and I told her here. Right, she said, I was in church preaching one night, Miss Kathy, and said, this man, the homeless folks are coming in. They went down to the homeless shelter, Mr. Bobby, and they started preaching. They go down there on Sunday nights, call off church, go down and preach. And Brother Lindell said, that just ain't right. He said, we need to bring them to our church. Let them see what it is to be in church. You know what some of the deacons said? He used our bathrooms. Who's going to clean up? Amen. That's what he said. One boy said, I'll clean them. He said, you go to McDonald's, don't worry about it. I'll clean the bathrooms. Don't worry, I'll do it. Brother Lindell said, we can do it two ways. You can vote to do it, or you can vote me out. Amen. How you want to do it. Amen. But I'm going to start a church for the homeless. So he got a bus, and they went to busing those folks in. He said, man, there's some strange one come, but it's having church. Folks getting saved, folks getting helped. He said, one night, he's a preaching. He says, on a Wednesday night. He said, all of a sudden, the back door's open. He said, a man walked in, said, he's a woolly booger if ever was one. He had old long hair, had a big old long beard. He said, his face was all distorted, his mouth turned sideways. He said, he come sit down midway on the pew. Lady had testified earlier, said, I met this man in Goodwill. I went to high school with him. He's a mean man. And I testified to him, asked him to come to church. I thought he might come. He ain't here, but let's pray for him. And so she had sat down. Just a few minutes later, said, Brother Blender was getting ready to preach. That man came in, walked into church, sat down. He come on that invitation. Amen. And here he was. He came that night. And I don't know if it was that night he said, or the next night, or whenever he came back. Amen. But he gave his heart and life to God.
God. Amen. I mean, God changed him. Amen. That man was so wicked and so vile. Amen. They began to ask him about his face. Or somebody told Brother Lindell and said he was so wicked. Him and his boy. Amen. Got high on drugs one night. And they began to fight over whose was his last crack ball. And said his boy shot him point blank in the face. With a .38 revolver. And said, that's why his face is so messed up. And Brother Lindell said, you had to lean in to hear what he said. And said, he talked with a kind of a growl. And said, he didn't talk very plain at all. He said, but all, amen, God had gloriously saved him. And he cleaned up and come to church. And he said, he remembered that night on a Wednesday night. He said, it was real quiet. And said, like it is here on Wednesday night sometime. Amen. It was real quiet. And said he got up. And he said he felt like somebody had something to do. And he said he threw it out there. He said, does anybody have something on your heart? Amen. Somebody needs to obey God. Amen. Before the service is over tonight, before I take my text and preach. Brother Lindell said he was looking at the congregation, at the saints of God, those old sisters and brothers. And had been there for years looking for somebody to move and come. Said all of a sudden that old man, amen, got up out of his chair or out of the pew and began to walk towards the pulpit. And Brother Lindell said, oh, amen, what has he got? He said he wasn't, he's kind of slow and different than everybody else. And said it kind of startled him at first and thought, what is it going to do? He's never stepped out, never done anything like this in the house of God. And said he walked up to Brother Lindell, stood right beside him, and said, Brother Lindell, I want to sing a song. And Brother Lindell said, go right ahead and sing. And said that old brother got up there, and I can't remember all the words to it, but it went something like this. I'm glad Jesus found me and brought me on in. I'm tired of the world and all the wages of sin. In his own precious blood he washed and made me clean. I'm glad Jesus found me and brought me on in. Amen. You know what happened? That man that has given his life over to, amen, Satan. No doubt he tried therapy. He tried other methods to get out of it. But you know what happened? One day he came to Christ, the divine authority. And Christ, amen, spoke over that life. He gave charge to that devil. And said, now this one is blood-bought. Amen. Now this one's an heir to the heavenly kingdom. Now this one's been called out of darkness into marvelous light. Amen. Can you imagine that instant when all that torment, all that suffering pain became a calm. Amen. A calm of heart, an ease of mind. Amen. Glory in a soul. Joy unspeakable. Peace that passeth all understanding. Came to that man. Amen. Because of the divine authority of Christ.
Well, Lindell said he got so bad, his body was so wrecked because of drugs and alcohol, it wasn't long, he died. He said before he died, he was in a nursing home, he'd go visit him. He said he got so weak, nearly couldn't hardly talk. He said, man, just wasting away. You look at somebody like that and say, and God's forsaken him. Died such a horrible death. And that boy could have took that attitude and said, man, why has God done this to me? I got saved. Look where I'm at. But Lindell said he went to that bedside. He said he began to talk to him and said, called his name. I can't remember what his name was. It's been years ago since I heard the message. He said he put his hand on him and said, I know. He said, it won't be long. You'll be crossing over. That's things between you and God. That old tore up face. Shriveled up, looked even worse. He said his distorted lips begin to move. And then he said, you barely hear something coming out. He knelt down. He heard, I'm glad Jesus saved me. He brought me on in. I was tired of the world and all the wages of sin. Man, Pilgrim had that load on his back. He's trodden up that hill. He can't make it.
He can't make it. But when he went to that empty sepulcher and saw, amen, that load fell off and rolled down that hill. Amen, he put on new garments. Amen, the Lord clothed him and sent him on his way. Amen, I wish somebody take the advice of my saint old grandmama. Amen, say, hey, why don't you just hand over this morning what you can't handle? It's got too great. Amen, the struggle's got too much. The burden's got too heavy. Amen, you're bringing it on yourself, my friend. Amen, the torment. Amen, the suffering. I need not be. If you just come to this altar and say, all that I have is thine. Amen, I'm putting it into God's hands. I said, I'm putting it into God's hands. Why don't you hand over what you can't handle?
I'm fitting the clothes. I remember as a young boy, hunting. I probably 7 or 8. And my daddy had this little bitty old 20 gauge break action. I was hunting with that gun. My brother was hunting with a double barrel. He pulled one back, you know he's shooting. So my daddy said, I want to shoot both barrels. They said, you can't handle that boy. Yeah, I can. Give it to me. I realized within a few seconds of pulling both those triggers, my daddy was right. I couldn't handle it. Man, that thing knocked me a winding. I remember a bruise being on my shoulder and thinking my shoulder was going to fall off. It hurt so bad the next day. Hey, man, I thought to myself, man, daddy wasn't wrong after all. Why go through life struggling with things, trying to get in, trying to stay in, trying to live for God, always being sidetracked? Won't you hand it over to Him? Won't you hand it over to Him? I'll close with this. I remember I was preaching revival in Kentucky. Old boy came. He'd been praying. He wasn't trying to beat nobody. He's just himself. Neil, at that church, if you stepped out the side door, it was right there. You stepped onto to the sidewalk. That sidewalk probably wasn't that wide. You stepped into the street. Up in Kentucky, man, their houses are that close together. There's too much walk between. I don't know how to work on them. Bars. In that area alone, there's probably 5 bars in 5 blocks. This old boy came in, got saved. He heard the music play and he got saved. God was dealing with him about some things. He came in that night. He knelt down at the altar. Pulled a pint bottle of whiskey out. He said, this is my battle. I need help. Man, I ain't seen him in years. I know I seen him about 10 years after that. Lost everything to alcohol. He was a master electrician. Didn't have anything. Didn't have any up there. They make $35, $40 an hour. I seen him. He got his girl back. His family was restored. He's back as a master electrician. God was a helping him. I said, Dan, he came here. Remember Dan come here with his little girl? He came here, was in service with us one time. He said, I heard him testify time and time again. He said, I just handed it over to God. And God's helped me. Stand to your feet with us. Oh, man, I wish I could preach this like I feel it. I really do. God can handle what you can't. He's not going to take it from you. He's not going to just yank away things and desires and hindrances. But you got to give it to Him. You know what it is. You know what it is. If you're not careful, you become an outcast. Lose what you got with the Lord. We'll never even get to Him because of things in our life. I know these hands are just a old statue that's broke. Man, but I looked at them last night and the Holy Ghost came on me. And I thought, even though through the years of me dropping them, all those grandkids that come through that house, man, that's been nearly 35 years ago.
I broke these things, but they're still here. After all eternity, when all said and done, strong hands of God will still be there. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Dear Heavenly Father, you know our hearts. You know who we are. And God, I come before you as humble as I know how. And I ask you to move in the life of somebody here. You know what we're going through. You know what we're facing. Would you help us to realize that if we're not careful, we'll lose out if we don't hand over our problems. I care to you. Why be burdened down when you don't have to? Why be burdened down when you don't have to? A man was walking down the road, had a big sack of feed on his back. Guy came by in a wagon and said, "Get on, I'll take you into town." He got on the back of that wagon. The man was riding down the road. He looked back, and the man still had the sack of feed on his back. He said, "Put your feed down." He said, "Won't you just lay your feed in the buggy?" He said, "I don't want to be a burden on you." All the time, he didn't realize it's going to be the same weight either way. Just lay it down. You don't have to carry it. God can. Amen. Altar's open. I wonder who'd step out this morning. So I got things I can't handle. Got things I'm struggling with. Got problems in life. I need God to help me. Better be careful. You better be careful. Amen. He'll get control. He'll torment you. He'll hurt you. Amen. The altar's open. Everybody that would, just come pray. Ask God to help you this morning.